rainbows. I checked it on the internet, and I think a lot of the stuff Julie came out with, I found as well. So it's totally weird. And actually, it's quite a lot, isn't it, Julie? Reams and reams of stuff from scientists on rainbows. But I've had to cut you down to a page. Right, rainbows. There's a lot of scientific facts about rainbows. Isaac Newton first identified the separate colours of the rainbow, which are red, orange, yellow, green, blue and indigo, and violet. But there are two colours you cannot see on the rainbow, and that is infrared and ultraviolet. They're both at the opposite ends of the rainbow. You can't see them. There's also, later on, scientists found out there's actually 260 odd colours in the rainbow, which you cannot see with the naked eye, but they're there. They literally melt into each other. Rainbows are formed by sunlight shining through drops of water. Rainbows can form in mists, such as that of a waterfall. This is often seen at Niagara Falls. Rainbows may form in sprays created by waves called spray bows. You can get multiple rainbows, double rainbows, full circle rainbows, even rainbows formed in oil or petrol spills. You can see rainbows under moonlight, reflected rainbows. When you see a rainbow over a lake, you see the reflection of in the water. You also see fog bows, which is when the sun shines through the fog and you can see the colours of the rainbow in the fog. Which, after all, is water vapour. Rainbows occur frequently in mythology and have been used in the arts. In Norse mythology, the rainbow bridge Bifrost connects the world of man, Midgard, and the realm of the gods, Asgard. As if you ever watched Thor, you can see that. I'm trying to pronounce this because it's an unusual name. Tjaveveria was the god of a rainbow for the Musakai in present-day Colombia. And when the regular rain on the Bogota savannah were over, the people thanked him, offering gold, snails and small emeralds. Weird. And the Irish leprechaun, secret hiding place for his pot of gold, is usually said to be at the end of the rainbow. Rainbows sometimes appear in heraldry, to even its characteristics of multiple colours. Really fit into the unusual heraldry style. Rainbow flags have been used for centuries. It was a symbol of the cooperative movement in the German peasant war in the 16th century, of peace in Italy, and, as Julie said, of gay pride and LGBT society movement since the 70s. In 1994, Archbishop Desmond Tutu and President Mandela describe newly democratic, get it out, post-apartheid South Africa as the Rainbow Nation. The rain has been used in technology products, in logos, including the Apple, the first Apple, rainbow in it. Many political alliances spanning multiple political parties have called themselves a rainbow coalition. But the most important reference for Christians is a rainbow in the book of Genesis, chapter 9, which is part of the flood story we heard by Julie, where it's a sign of God's covenant to never destroy all life on earth with a global flood again. I took this from Genesis 9, 8 to 7. Later, God told Noah and his sons, "Pay attention. I am establishing my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature, that if you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wildlife on earth that are with you, all the earth animals, come out of the ark, I will establish my covenant with you. No living being will ever be cut off again by flood waters, and there will never again be a flood that destroys the earth. God also said here, the symbol that represents the covenant I make between me and you and every living being with you for all future generations, I set my rainbow in the sky to symbolize the covenant between me, and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow becomes visible in the clouds, I remember my covenant between me and you and every living creature, so that the waters will never again become a flood to destroy all living beings. When the rainbow is in the clouds, I will observe it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living beings on the earth. God also told Noah, this is the symbol of the covenant that I have established between me and everything that is living on earth. And the conclusion to all this, and what Julius said, is the believers is secure as God's promise are true. Yes. No promise of God can fail. Yeah. Amen to that.